College presidents sometimes refer to international students as cash cows. They often pay high tuition, which helps universities in times of reduced government funding. Foreign students and faculty are also coveted for their cultural diversity and intellectual capacity. Chris Olds, who teaches geography at the UW-Madison, says foreign students have been the foundation for high-tech triumphs in the United States.
Silicon Valley wouldn't be what it is without all the foreign graduate students from India, China, places like that.
Olds recently organized a conference on how globalization is affecting higher education. At times, the gathering resembled a worldwide coffee klatch. There were academics from as far away as France, Finland, and Germany.
How are you, Roger?
Very good. How are
you? Great to see you.
Those working in higher education say there's a revolution going on. Technology is making the world smaller, travels quicker, information sharing easier. David Ward is president of the American Council on Education and a former chancellor at UW-Madison. He says despite changes brought on by globalization, learning remains basically the same. He goes on to say there's pressure for standardization in education. One reason is to make it easier to transfer from one college to another.
More than half of all American students obtain their credits from more than two institutions and over a third from more than four institutions.
A collection of European countries is working to ease transfer between various universities. If that effort succeeds, it could siphon off valuable students who would otherwise come to study or work in the United States. Congress is so concerned about the link between economy and education that some of its members met recently with the American Council on Education. But Ward says some academic administrators are uneasy about government intervention.
There's a tendency that once the government is involved, to use one size fits all and to use measures that are easy to accumulate.
Ward noted the government has tried to improve and control education in elementary schools through the No Child Left Behind Act. Some school officials complain the federal government's achievement standards are unfair and underfunded. Now college administrators fear a similar government crackdown in which the federal government might determine college accreditation or set other college standards to deal with globalization. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.